Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So last night was a fun little skate night at Skate City for the kids for school. You know, they do those little fundraisers and things like that. So I was dragged. I was pulled to that last night.
You were forced to go.
I was forced into the car, and my wife and kids made me go to that last night, which is fine. I like roller skating. I didn't partake last night. I didn't skate. I sat there and actually got some work done, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It definitely brings me back to the Funplex days. For those of you that grew up in the Littleton area, we would always have Funplex nights. It was a gigantic, like, indoor amusement facility, and we would have skate nights for school, and those were some of my best favorite memories of growing up, so definitely wanted the kids to do that. Now, that being said, it was pajama night, so everybody's in their PJs.
Oh.
Softy pants. Not me again. And Nick Nack got out on the skating rink. She got out on the floor. With
her PJs?
In her PJs.
Okay.
With her brand new rollerblades that she bought during the month of January that we're not supposed to buy anything. It's no buy January.
Yeah.
But she went and bought rollerblades and she's like, I gotta test these bad boys out. And she was zipping along. Pew, 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 zipping by. And she got the ones where the wheels light up.
Oh, yes. The
and it
fun
was dark.
Ones.
Oh, it's really fun.
Yeah.
So, there she goes, zipping by. She's pretty good. We were there for like two and a half hours. She was doing great. The last 45 seconds of the night, their little, you know, Skate City DJ got on. Hey, guys, wrapping things up. Appreciate y'all coming out tonight. Here's one final Bruno Mars song. You know, everybody, get off the rink. Get out of here. So everyone's starting to get off the rink, and this kid falls right in front of Nick Nack as she is zipping, and she eats it,
She ate it.
And she rolled right over this kid. And I was talking to her. She's like, I had to have crushed his hand.
Oh.
She's like, I felt every finger under my rollerblades.
Oh, no.
Like little mini speed bumps.
Oh. Is she okay?
Well, she fell right on that booty.
Oh.
In her softy pants that don't leave a lot of cushion. And... yeah, as of this morning, like, her right hip bruised, super sore.
Oh, yeah, that's a bruised booty.
And
for sure.
I'm like, girl, you're not 20 anymore. You got to be careful out there.
You do.
And she's like, whoa, hold on, babe. Wasn't me. It was that jerk kid who had to fall down right in front of me. And I guess he bounced up. Like, she was like, oh, my God, are you okay? Are you okay? Because she smashed him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Off he goes.
They're limber. They're okay.
With his fingers sticking in different directions. Everything will be fine, ma'am. But, yeah, she's pretty beat up this morning. She was doing one of these.
And you got to be careful, too, because when you get bruises and you're not in your 20s anymore, they start to get to funny shapes and they spread all over.
Start thinking about blood clots or whatever.
Exactly. Like, it's a different bruise when you're, you know, getting up there.
So...
not that Nicole's getting up there.
No, she's getting up
there. No, she's not.
The only bright side is hopefully she allows me to rub some cream on it later or something.
Yeah. There you go.
You want me to rub it for you, honey? I'll rub it for you.
So that
was one thing that happened to me yesterday. And the second is I did make my way to Sam's yesterday. Sam's Club. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of their Scan and Go. Okay. That's why I'm shopping there. But Sam's is notorious for having those cleaning robots drive around the store while people are shopping. Unmanned.
Like the giant Roombas.
They're giant.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
huge.
Like floor cleaners that a man could ride on.
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
But now they're all automated, okay? And they got sensors, and they beep the entire time that you're there. It drives me nuts. Anyway, I went yesterday, and I swear to you, I thought I was being punked. Every time I turned around, one of those gigantic floor cleaners was behind me. I would turn the corner and go down another aisle. There'd be one coming towards me.
They're watching you.
I'm like, this is truly the robots are taking over.
I have not seen one
you
of these
haven't?
Yet. No.
They're great. And then they stop. Like, if you get even close to them, they stop. And then they try to swerve around you, you know? So I was getting, not only were they sneaking up on me every 2 seconds, but I was trying to get through the store with other people. And those robots are constantly stopped in front of everybody. It's like you can't move in there because they're always like, dar, dar, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Back up, forward.
Do they talk?
It was a nightmare. No, but I talked to them, and you don't want to hear the things I say to them.
You're also beeping at them.
I hope they don't have speakers that send them back to to a command center.
Yeah, right. Corporate.
I was like, one of them, I said, get that F out of the way.
Take his membership.
They're going to revoke it. Yeah.
I said the F word to him.
Did you swear
a robot?
The final straw was trying to leave. So I was trying to walk out, and there was one up front. And then behind it was one of the very sweet, dear old ladies that man the carts, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Bless her heart. She was struggling. She, you know, she had her oxygen tank on. And she was, and she was behind the robot that kept stopping for other people, and she was behind it, so she had to keep stopping, and I was behind her. There was a moment where, like, I kept saying to myself, "I'm a chill guy. I'm a chill guy."
You're reminding yourself.
It was a breathe moment for me. Like, this is testing my patience. And again, these things are supposed to be there for our benefits and all that, but man, it was truly irritating me yesterday having these magical self-driving robots.
I want
everywhere.
To see them. Like, I want to go to Sam's Club.
You,
like, they've
you
got
don't.
Like, I envision Rosie from
they look
the
like
Jetsons.
Mini Zambonis.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then they leave a wet streak behind them and people are falling down and the robot's like, meh, meh, meh. I'm taking over. Meh, meh,
they aren't taking over though.
But they are. Everywhere. I mean, the robots are starting to pop up everywhere. Everyone's using AI now.
For everything.
For everything.
And even like the robot like vernacular, like the way that even ChatGPT spits out things, I noticed, or like it's trying to be cool. It's like, you know,
I've noticed that too.
Have you? Like, I was working with ChatGPT just trying to like brainstorm some things, and when it gave me its suggestion, it was like, maybe you'll like this vibe better. And I'm like, who are you right now, robot? Like,
it's been doing the same thing to me,
like,
and
that.
I thought I maybe put something in to make it think that I was like a 14-year-old girl or something.
I know.
Which, like, I might have. But, you know, same thing. Like, I was doing something in it yesterday, and it shot back a reply that said, "Yo, that's fire. This one's going to smash," or something like that. And I was like, who are you right now?
I know. How old is this robot? Like, even just my smartwatch. So I noticed this morning I got a notification on my smartwatch, and it said, "Yesterday was all about your exercise ring, Katie." Boom. I'm like,
boom. Don't boom me.
I don't
like, need a boom.
This isn't necessary.
I've actually thrown the command back into ChatGPT that said, "Hey, can you ease up on the bro talk?
Yes.
And just talk normal, for God's sakes?"
Maybe I need to tell my ChatGPT the same thing. I'm not your bruh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robot.
And it, like, fired back, like, "Ease up, Gen Xer," or something like
right?
that.
Listen, like, boomer.
No, I'm not that
You're
bad.
You're not a boomer.
Don't
You're
even
not
start
a boomer.
That rumor. X for life, Katie.